The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
So he's doing the typical progressive thing. What about the children? Mm-hmm. What about the poor? What about whatever? See, if John Kasich really believed in those things, he could have done all kinds of things differently as governor of Ohio. He could have supported all kinds of things. If John Kasich really believed in helping all of those people, why hasn't John Kasich ponied up more of his own personal fortune? He could have done that.
Yeah, no.
By the way, this is the same argument that we had about Medicare when it came to the Republicans opposing Obamacare. Republicans argued there wasn't enough money for Medicare. And now the Democrats, and I was going to say in John Kasich, but he's pretty much a Democrat, are doing the same thing when it comes to Medicaid.
How do they get away with headlines like the New York Times? Senate Republicans, who for 7 years have promised a repeal of the Affordable Care Act, took a major step on Thursday toward that goal. It's not even, I mean...
I don't know if that's a major... I guess it is a step, but it looks like it's not going to get done at this point. Unless something... And by the way, the full details of what it will do, with their what their proposed plan... Because their plan could change dramatically.
And will.
But as they... What was it, Thursday? Mm-hmm. As they gave us on Thursday, posted on Thursday, the CBO is going to score it, and we should know today, tomorrow, what they say. Here's the thing. We can't even really count on the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, because they told us Obamacare would be great.
Right.
But why? Yeah. Garbage in, garbage out, because they didn't actually get all the information.
Mm-hmm.
So are they going to, did they give them all the information? We can't even count on that.
No, probably not.
We knew it was BS at the time.
That's what the government does now. They listen to polls. And they tell you that's what Obama did for 8 years. He listened to what people wanted to hear and then went out there and said it.
Right,
and
exactly.
And it didn't matter if it was true or not, he said it.
Right, and you would think there's greater accountability now, and there's actually less accountability, especially with something like this. I should not be, but I'm actually amazed at how horrible these healthcare bills are. I really am. It really is... A bad version of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's like, well, Obamacare was bad. Their bills may actually be worse. they really may, because unless you're playing some long game that the entire system is going to collapse, and that's what they're doing here, and then when it does collapse, they'll swoop in with a better plan. This is a complete failure. But you know how you know they're not doing that? Because they could just give us their plan now.
Yes.
You have the House and the Senate... And the White House, you could just give us your good plan now.
Well, they all promised to just repeal Obamacare.
Right.
Just get rid of it. It's gone.
I mean, where's the person standing up and saying, guys, here's how we got to the point that people advocated for and claimed and got people on board with Obamacare? Because, yes, premiums kept going up. They kept increasing.
Mm-hmm.
We had pretty good health care in America if you could pay for it, if you had a plan. Mm-hmm. And by the way, here's the difference between health insurance and health care, and you lay all that out and say that's what got us to Obamacare. Now, instead of going, hey, we need the government involved more, maybe we could have looked at the failures of, you know, what the problems were. Here's what the problems were, and maybe we go do those things. Nobody's saying that. So the reason this may actually be worse is it will collapse the system. They're starving parts of it. They're saying we're not going to put as much money in. By the way, all of the feel good, we got to help people, BS is still there. Stay on your parents' insurance till you're 26. Why is the government mandating that insurance companies must allow you to stay on the insurance till you're 26? And why 26? Why not 25?
Why not 35?
Right. Why not 105?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pushing it.
Right.
That's pushing it. I just retired, but the good news is I'm still on my parents' health insurance.
Hey, that's a good selling point right there.
Again, why not? Do you ever think how stupid? Okay, well, we want people to be on until they're out of college. Okay, so
makes sense.
22, 23.
Well, give them an extra year or two out of college. 23 or four.
Okay, now you guys make me feel bad. I'm 27. I'm still in college. So slowly
you're just
rolls.
Doing, you know what? You're just taking your time and doing it right.
You're doing it right, exactly. You're just as good as they are.
Bad. Almost.
Just as good.
Almost.
How old are you?
27.
Ooh. You're almost just as good as they
are. I thought you were 24. You're not just good. You should be doing it faster. No, so wouldn't you at least say like 25? It's that, you know, round. Why 26? It just shows you it's just BS. And by the way, why is the government mandating it? Insurance company wants to do it, they'll put you on. How come insurance companies didn't come up with that plan anyways themselves? One of two things. Either it wasn't a profitable model for them, or... Anybody? Was it a profitable model, or... I'm just stalling because I forgot what I was going to say.
I didn't know where you were going.
And I looked up and thought I missed something. I was trying to figure out.
I was like, damn it, Brad is here, so he should be paying attention.
No, I was trying to figure out.
I completely blacked out.
I guarantee you there is a reason they came up with a 26-year age. There is a reason. There had to have been a poll, a survey, a study.
That was the other thing. Or it was government regulation.
You're welcome.
They couldn't do it in the past.
You're welcome.
Good it was stall. Either yeah. It was either not a profitable model, or the government wouldn't allow them on the other side. So remember, this was not the government saying, "Hey, you can stay on it." It was saying they must offer this as an opportunity. And the Senate's version of okay, and we'll get rid of the funding for Planned Parenthood for a year, and go right down the list. All it does is, if you look at the House bill versus the Senate bill, kind of get rid of the mandate. But the House bill didn't have the mandate goes away forever. It doesn't. Where's leadership saying we are going to do things differently? Where's leadership saying we are going to go pre-Obamacare and then take a couple of steps back from there? They're not doing it. Seriously, give me what do you think their motivation is in this? Again, 8 years to do this thing differently. No, the entire thing. Oh. What's their motivation? Why wouldn't they do this?
Huh? They don't want to get rid of it because of money.
Somebody's
filling those pockets with money.
It has to be.
Because
why would you not?
That's what I'm saying. And that's one of the things I'm like, okay, there has to be something else. Because you explained it to me. It's like, oh, we'll do the Doc Thompson healthcare plan, which is free market.
Free market.
Like, okay, but that's what if... It. And I was like, no, because free market will take care of that. Oh, but what about...
Well, no, free market in the long run.
It takes care of all of it. And I'm like, okay, then am I missing something?
It's got to be power. Power or money. The insurance companies or others are driving this thing. I mean, it's got to be pouring money into it and or their investments. Remember, they're allowed to insider trade with this stuff. So somehow those 435 people in the House and 100 people in the Senate are benefiting from this.
Or could it be just that stupid that they don't see it?
No, they could be stupid, absolutely. But they would not be able to. No, because they argued against this stuff. It's not going to be that stupid because they wouldn't have argued so passionately against it. Right? I mean,
so we just have 535 actors up there?
I guess.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much it.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.